Hello everyone, welcome to Calm Seth's free guided meditation podcast. Today we are going to learn to deal with our overwhelming emotions through a mindfulness tool known as RAIN, where R is for recognizing the event and the emotion, A is to accept the experience just as it is, I means to investigate with gentle and curious attention, and N is non-identification by letting the experience pass. Now, let us see how we can implement this RAIN. I request you to grab a pen and paper and start with this mindfulness meditation. I'll request you to find a comfortable place and begin with 3 rounds of deep breathing. Inhale. Hold. Now exhale. Again, inhale. Hold. Exhale. For the last time, inhale. Hold. Exhale. Now we are ready to let it rain. Let's start with the R first, which stands for recognizing. Write down the situation that you want to address and that is making you feel overwhelmed right now. Identify the emotion that is underlying the situation. Ask yourself, how did you feel when that situation took place? What were your feelings? Did it make you feel helpless or angry or fearful? Take a pause and ask yourself. Make sure you let it come as it is. Don't deny or avoid it. Let it sink in. Now write this emotion down. Naming the emotion will help you, your mind, your body, and your soul to acknowledge it and prepare you to work on it. Now that you have recognized your emotion that you want to work on, let's move to the second step of acceptance. Accept, allow, and permit yourself to feel this emotion. Experience it as it comes to your awareness. If your emotion is a feeling of helplessness, let your body feel it. Don't try to run away from it. As you feel this emotion, write it. Make sure you use sentences here that starts with I, like, I am feeling helpless. I am feeling stuck right now. Allow yourself to feel this emotion and write it all down on a piece of paper. If it feels overwhelming, just take 3 deep breaths. Now we'll move to the third step of this mindfulness tool, that is investigation. Here you have to be kind and investigate the inner aspects of this emotion. You can divide it into 3 parts. First, we'll identify and investigate the physical sensations. How is your body reacting when you're feeling this emotion? Are you sweating? Is your heartbeat pacing? See how your body felt when you feel this emotion and write it all down. Next, write about your experience when you were in that situation and when this emotion arose. Was it a positive, negative, or a neutral experience? Now ask yourself, why was it a positive or negative or a neutral experience, and write down your answers to this why. Don't limit yourself. Set yourself free and explore your emotion inside out. Find the root cause of this emotion by reconfirming what this emotion is trying to tell you. Where you have to shift your focus and where is the change required? Ask yourself and write it all down. Finally, we'll investigate our thoughts related to this emotion. What were the ideas bubbling up in your head when you were experiencing this emotion? Write all your thoughts down, pen them down. Just keep the self-check on the streams of thoughts going. Once you have written all your thoughts down, just take a deep breath and move to the fourth and the final step of this practice. That is non-identification. This is a phase of detachment. Detachment with your emotions. Here you believe in yourself that your emotions don't belong to you. They are general and everyone experiences it. Everyone feels it. Your emotions are not your identity. Even with this emotion no longer being a part of your life, you will exist as you are. Tell your mind, body and soul that you are not that emotion. Give them a message that it's a mere experience and not your identity. Instead of telling yourself that I'm an angry person, tell yourself, I'm angry right now. I'm angry at this moment. And you'll see the changes flowing in. Write this non-identification on the piece of a paper. It will help you forgive yourself and be compassionate towards yourself and those around you. Write it all down and feel easy. Lastly, end it with a positive quote or affirmation, such as, I am powerful, I am invincible. Feel free to create your own positive quote. Now, breathe in, hold, and slowly exhale. I hope you're feeling light now. Next time, when there is any emotion that is making you feel overwhelmed, just let it drain. I hope you found this mindfulness tool called RAIN useful. More power to you.